Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have been around a while. They would have had to get along to some degree for how long they've all been together. The happy house, or what appears to be a happy house, it's finally breaking up. It's taken too long, but this is the first exit. And when there's one, typically there's multiple.
John Fanta, NBC Sports, Cleveland's own potential Ignatius head coach candidate. We don't know. We didn't get to the bottom of it. He denied it, but Urban denied the Penn State rumors.
It's true.
Deny until you die or you get the job. One of those two things. But great stuff with John. And I think
he's definitely making more at NBC than he is being the Ignatius head coach.
With that attitude.
Definitely at NBC.
I don't know.
The Peacock? You kidding me?
Ignatius followers, look at Mac. Mac is so confident in his Ignatius brotherhood. He wants to fire back.
You think the Ignatius?
They got a lot of donors. They got a lot of donors over there.
You're underestimating how much Fanta's. That was a big glow up for Fanta getting on the Peacock.
Oh, I'm not doubting that.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's Ignatius money. Come on.
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
Whoa. It's Big East basketball. It's John Fanta. That's a lot of money.
It's Ignatius. It's football. That's a lot of money.
They just won one game this last year. You're talking about so much money.
Yeah,
exactly. And they've won 11 championships in the history of the program.
You can spend a lot of money and lose. Please see Jimmy Haslam's Cleveland Browns. Have some Senka.
Is that the state of Ignatius football right now, spending a lot of money and not winning?
Could be. Right. Who am I to say?
I'm not a future head coach. I'm just going to text John and ask him how much he's making. I'm sure that'll go over really well. We can get this answer. The Ignatius thing has got to be, that won't be hard to find out.
He might finally be willing to give up his real thoughts in Italians at that moment. Now, that being said, I think what's really interesting is not, is there something else to come? Because I think the common take, which is rat jumping off a sinking ship, that makes a lot of sense. It'd be weird if this move happened and then everybody else stayed. The question is, how deep does the cutting go? And so I'll ask you, what is more likely? Di Podesta goes and Stefanski goes, but Barry stays. Or Di Podesta goes, Barry goes, and Stefanski stays.
Stefanski going, Barry staying. And so the answer would be baked around the idea that Jimmy Haslam will have fallen so much in love with Andrew Berry that he feels like he no longer needs Di Podesta to be pulling the strings.
Mm-hmm.
And so like there's a world out there that exists. I don't think this is the world, but I'm just trying to answer the question. There's a world out there that exists where he thinks so highly of Andrew Berry and the draft class that he just pulled off and everything else that he feels almost as if Andrew Berry, going from being the youngest NFL GM when he was hired at age 34 for the Browns, has graduated enough to not need the golden parachute that he perceived Di Podesta to be. Like the blanket, the insurance blanket that he thought Di Podesta was, he doesn't need it anymore, and he can fly free without Di Podesta.
So the crony wars are over because Andrew Berry toppled King Di Podesta?
Basically, that's what that would be. Because I believe that Haslam thinks higher of Berry than I do Stefanski right now, and so I don't really see a world where this is like Di Podesta's gone. He also is convinced now that Barry's an idiot, and then Stefanski somehow is the one that keeps his job.
So I think you're right. And by the way, it's not even just the way you're setting it up, although you're right in that. I also think it's the NFL, where GMs tend to get multiple head coaches. As of right now, Andrew Berry has had one head coach, and I don't know that Jimmy Haslam feels this way, but they can sell it like, well, but now he's going to do this without interference. I just look at this and I go, I don't know. I think if we're going, all right, who should be fired? I think there's a lot more going against Andrew Berry than there is Kevin Stefanski. Kevin does have a playoff win, and yes, I do give it to him. Kevin has two playoff appearances, and Kevin, the Deshaun stuff was not his decision. It was Andrew Berry who came up, or somebody in analytics, Paul DePodesta, that came up with a decision, and then Andrew Berry sold it. Kevin Stefanski got online. Like, I don't know. If we now remove the DePodesta influence,
yeah.
I think I'd be more upset if Andrew Berry keeps his job and Stefanski's gone than if Stefanski keeps his job and gets to handpick his GM.
I can't stress enough, I would fire them both. But if you're telling me choose one or the other that I think Haslam would do, it would, because DePodesta's now gone, it would lead me to believe that he would think higher of Andrew Berry than he does Stefanski, because I've always thought he thought higher of Andrew Berry. I think it's a long-term play with Berry, and he's almost seen like this graduation process with Berry, whereas Stefanski, we've just seen in the past couple of years, get worse and worse.
By the way, the defenses coming in about Paul DePodesta from the weirdest places.
Defenses?
Jack Duffin talked about three examples stand out of good things that DePodesta did here. The McDermott over Hugh Jackson, not viewing Carson Wentz as a top 20 quarterback and wanting Stefanski over Freddie Kitchens.
Which is weird because Jack's not one of these guys that is like waves the pom-poms all the time either.
Well, but so I jokingly sent a gift that said, abandon your God. And Real Xavier P said, nah, Nick, now I'm about to go Daryl.
You did Daryl.
Y'all don't have someone to blame for every random thing. Yeah, I'd also say, like, you don't have the security blanket of, well, I don't know what he does. Here's what I know he does. Here's what Paul DePodesta does. 56-99-1. That's all I need to say. Listen, Kevin Stefanski wasn't here during the tanking years, which, by the way, you didn't really pull off the landing on that one. Mm-hmm. You got real close. You had the talent. And then the guys that DePodesta wanted in here were the guys that helped screw the pooch on that. Right? Oh God! But Kevin wanted Paul wanted Kevin. You mean a sub 500 coach who's got one playoff win in 6+ years? I don't get this. Well, I don't know what he did. So how can we really celebrate this? How can you celebrate him having a job after 10 years? I don't get it. Xavier P, love you,
weird.
Buddy.
I don't understand that.
Jack, respect the hell out of you, man. You do a lot of good stuff with the cap. Respect the hell out of you. If your reaction to Paul DePodesta getting fired is, this is bad for the Browns, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing here.
Yeah, I don't see that either. I don't. If we're talking about which one stays, which one goes, are you reading anything into the idea that because DePodesta was the one that really went hard in the paint for Stefanski to get the job to begin with, you're always going to be beholden to people that you try to get jobs for and that you actually succeed in getting jobs for, that this would then open the door in regards to him getting rid of Stefanski as well, because the number one defender, it seemed like, of Stefanski at this point had been DePodesta.
Yeah, this. By the way, yes, for whatever reason. It could be that Jimmy wants a stronger-handed head coach, and Paul didn't want that because of Hugh Jackson and Freddie Kitchens and whatnot. I think that's another way, like another thing that builds into your philosophy there. 216-474-0092. Paul DePodesta is going to Colorado to run the Rockies baseball team there. Good riddance. Hallelujah. Bye-bye. If they end up keeping... Let's say they don't clean complete house and they keep either Berry or Stefanski. Who would you be more comfortable keeping at the end of the season? And when we come back, transparency. Hopefully that's a thing we get with Paul DePodesta, but hopefully it's a thing we get with Shador Sanders. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.